Hello, everyone. This is Keisha Martin. I hope all is well. I apologize for being so distant, but there's a lot of things going on, much, much, much. And the books have finally arrived. It's Open, Let Life Make Sense. You definitely have to grab a hold of one. It is my story, and it's about building back into the faith. And this book's it tells the story of real events that I experienced and have learned from, and I want to share this with you. And it's the divine essence of learning and understanding this whole spirituality and what really is. And a lot of the experiences that I've had were with things that I didn't even think of, believe in, and had 5 million doubts about, or never even gave it a thought about. And it was just been profound, the things I had to go through to start believing and to start understanding, and at times feeling like that dumb disciple. So I know if you've been listening in, you probably heard some of my spirit meditations, and thank you for chiming in. And today, I wanted to take some time and go through a section of my book. All right. Now, this part, I'm going to start just in the middle. It's called Alchemy. And as the word itself, it means Al is Arabic. It means Allah, God. Chem, which is Greek, which is to fuse or cast a metal. So it's that whole process of transformation. Okay. Being able to, I hate using a word to define a word, but alchemize or turn something into something else, all right? So with the alchemy, what we need to do is to truly get in touch with your inner self. There are certain levels of growth one must go through to find release and have the patience to gain clarity, inner peace, and insight into the connection with God. The answers people seek are the truths within the words between the religion. People want answers to the truth, to know and to understand God. The challenge is that they know half or less than truth. The experience much more with confusion in between, feeling empty, even after prayer or even a meditation. By seeking, I found that the truth is the same, but what is unclear is the connection with the philosophical beliefs and the interference with rules and doctrines. For instance, the existence of a Buddha about 500 years before Christ is similar to what Christ taught. Through source energy, as designed, this is possible. The records are here, and in a time of no internet or drastically demographics for travel. Now, the only true way for this to occur is for both individuals to have connected to source energy as shown in the Tree of Life. Now, this led me to many questions on truth and myth. Seeing so many discard Christ and pull out lies and false mysticisms or even replications of another faith to control the masses, it has been removed from my belief system, as I too have received information in the same way. The question as to how this was possible. Now, how did this all happen? Only led me to one conclusion. We are all connected to one divine source. My experiences have taught me this more than anything. The methodology on how to essentially move up as Christ and others have taught is what has been lost. However, by following the guides to truth and love, the truth will bridge the gap and unite us together once again. See, in our spiritual growth, knowing that we are spirits, having a human experience with a greater understanding of why there is confusion, denial, and fear towards the unknown, I wanted to share with you my experiences. These experiences will transform your mind and body as you evolve spiritually. I have experienced things that did not seem possible and at times had me feeling that I was going back crazy. Here's the thing. When you have the decision to go down the rabbit hole and start asking questions, things begin to happen. Some call it the ascension process. In essence, your body is evolving to a higher density and is transforming. Depending on what spiritual sense begins to strengthen first, one may experience a multitude of changes. This can affect your sleep patterns, your sensitivity to people, and the energies around you. Food allergies, headaches, changes in diet, skin changes, tingling, vibration, memory loss, numbness, more dreams, fewer dreams, deja vu, seeing colors, patterns, and much more. The symptom list can be quite lengthy, and as you begin your internal path to enlightenment, there were plenty of times when I went to the doctor, had tests run, and nothing found. It was not only one day when I was on Skype with a friend of mine, Jason, who is very attuned to me and my gifts. He took the time to get me to pause and eventually taught me how to meditate. So on this call, I could only see him from the chest up, but he noticed that I was rubbing my hand, a point between my thumb and my pointer finger. He began to ask why I was rubbing it and if I had an injury to my hand. The answer was no. I had not and was not aware that I was doing that. He then lifted his hand and showed me that he was rubbing the same hand in the same area. The only thing was he had an injury there. It was here that I learned the meaning of an empath. I didn't learn that day, but in time, I found what it is and how I needed to protect myself, for everything is energy and transferable. But there are many ways to work through it. What I have found is that as you begin to shift and manage your thoughts, that things around you will also shift to your thought. Therefore, if you live in a constant worry state, thinking the worst will happen, you may be living a life of constant challenges. As you become more aware, you will go through a mindset transition of unlearning all the negative fears and constructs that have enabled you to this point. This is the mind center that we have lived from within birth. Transitioning is a process. Okay, I'll repeat that. Transitioning is a process. It takes time to identify the problems, to begin the unlearning, and start shifting to a new way of being. When you are going through your battles, you will often feel alone, fearful of communicating your experiences, or having no one to turn to. This is a natural part of the process. Think of past ascended masters and teachers who have gave great wisdom. It was in their time alone that we were able to be connected and receive the healing and the teachings needed for a true evolution. It took breaking the habit of seeking outside of oneself to go within, feeling the body signals, discerning the energy around, and operating from the heart to discern the truth. It is here that intuition is a strength and not a weakness. With so many strongholds indoctrinated in us for centuries, the opportunity to remove the veil will be denied for many due to fear. As a result, many cap their growth and continue their lives at a point that feels comfortable, but yet not satisfying. This is not where we should be. We really and truly must go through some rough spots. The ones where you feel like quitting, ending your life, or in total despair. It's okay. It's okay to be human and feel these emotions, but we must continue through it. By stopping, ending our life, we stay and the end result overcomes you. This is not the answer, but it is to keep swimming. You are here for a reason, so allow yourself to see what happens on the other side. In short, you already know what's on this. So take the chance and see what happens when trying something different. What I have learned through my process, which is key, is to connect the mind, body, and spirit as taught in many faiths through parables and used in the terms of belief. We are all spirits living a human experience. As such, the same senses that we have on a physical level, we have also on a spirit level. This is how we sense energy, have dreams, gut feelings, and make a sense of knowing when logical things appear different. To grow is to exercise a muscle and have the strength to discern. It is where you apply your feelings of faith and belief by trusting the connection from within. The only true way to have accurate discernment is to unlearn the thought and fears of the mind, to let go and reconnect through the heart in alignment with the divinity. This is being heart-centered. It's not a cliche that you turn upside down or say emptily, But it is a process that involves connecting with the spirit, letting go of the ego, and connecting with the body to energetically align with a higher vibration. Now, this is just one excerpt of my book called Open, Let Life Make Sense. If you've been struggling and you've been trying to find a way and know inside there's something more, but maybe you felt that it's hard or it's not for you, or because of your life circumstances, it's not possible, you're too old, or whatever the case may be, then this is a book that you need to receive. It's here to help guide you to relate to someone who's gone through the doubts, understand the fears, and to let you see in real life that things exist and that there is more and that you can trust that little voice within you. Okay? You can grab the book on my website. It's www.Keisha or Keshia. It's a new name I might pronounce my name by. KeshiaMartin.com. Okay? So feel free to grab the book. And you can also find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And the book is called Open, Let Life Make Sense by Keisha Martin. So stay tuned to my podcast. Be sure to tune in for the next excerpts as we dive in, go into some more lessons, and then you can understand more where some of the meditations are coming from, how I'm able to connect with my spirit, how you can connect with your spirit, and how you'll be able to connect on a deeper level, being able to discern and let life make sense on your terms. So this is me just being me, helping you be a better version of you. Take care, my friend, and I will see you again the next time.